Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024.
Yeah, not Tuesday.
Say what?
It's not Tuesday. I'm a flipping day behind again.
Such a bougie southerner. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. It's Tuesday. No, it's Tuesday. Twofer? Twofer Tuesday. Look, there, I just broke my own rule. Maybe when it's Twofer Tuesday, I enunciate it, but I'm just saying the day it's Tuesday. Tuesday. You spell it T-E-W-S-D-E-E, and then that little dash you put above the E to enunciate the E.
Oh, yeah, the little.
I would have called it an umlaut, but that's not right.
Is it the one that goes, like, up to the right?
It's like the possession little character that goes above the last letter before the S, but it's turned the other direction.
Yeah, some of those are weird.
Fat Boy was in college for 18. I had some. I mean, look at this. We're trying to figure out what those little things are called. And I dare most of you listening now don't know either. So don't.
That is too many of them.
Try to be intimidating on text.
I don't know what they mean, but if you look at, I pronounce his name Luka Doncic. It's not. It's Doncic.
Doncic?
But if you look at his last name, he's got a bunch of those little funny little symbols.
Yeah, like Joker does. I can't even tell you. That's why.
Why did Joker 2? That one? Oh, you talking about
it.
Okay, yeah.
No, not the movie.
Like, talk about the damn movie.
Joker 2. I see where that could be. But yeah, with that, like, Nikola Djokovic. How do you even? I mean, we're just going to call him the Joker.
Call him Joker.
Why don't we call him Wimby? Well, because people have a hard time with that. But Wimby Nyama.
There's just too many Jokers. You got Nikola Jokic, which we were just talking about. He's Joker.
It's Jokic?
Yeah.
Oh, Jokic. Okay.
But Djokovic is also Serbian. They're buddies, and he's Joker, too.
Okay, so.
So how the F you going to have.
I'm combining the two in my head. I thought they were kind of the same person.
They're good buddies.
Well, how do you think they met? They were both trying to Google their last names. Hello, look, someone else has the same issue, too.
Somebody with the same last name.
How did you do your .com? Do people not know how to spell our name? And what are those little symbols above the letters?
It's the tennis player, the basketball player.
The umlaut, I know, and you know why I know it? It's because of Umbro that used to be manufactured. Umbro soccer apparel used to be manufactured, you know, when stuff was made in America. But it's coming back. It's coming back. But it used to be where you would maybe go to the movies or buy Old Navy clothes. Now, that used to be a place where they made Umbro shorts. But the little the little two dots above the O, I remember asking someone who worked there, what the hell is that? What is them two little dots mean?
Can't tell you, man, because you don't work here.
Man, it's secret. It was in the user manual that we ain't to tell.
Made in Sans Souci.
So I bought him a Duke sandwich, and he said, all right, it's called Umlaut. And I'm like Hanson song? No, that's Umbop. I said Umlaut. Umlaut.
Do it all, man, if you give me a ham and cheese sandwich from the Duke, I might spill it.
Toasted.
I'll take a PB&J sandwich and one they wrap up.
That was, you know, like that was a staple here in the upstate, Duke sandwich, which I don't even know the true lineage. Like, did it come from Duke's mayonnaise? Was it the same family? I don't even know. I know both of them started right around this area.
I feel like we should know it. We're gonna catch.
I've known it and forgot it.
We're gonna catch a ton of heat, but please let us know.
Well, this is a way to do storytelling. maybe we're playing the fool right now, so you will educate us. But we, you know, it was right near where I was born and raised over in Poe Mill, and me and my dad loved the minced barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, I remember those.
But he'd get his minced with slaw in it.
Oh no! How you finna get the slaw?
And one day,
some people put slaw. I grabbed his sandwich.
And don't you bleep that later to make it sound like I said something weird. Where I said I grabbed my daddy's sandwich. I grabbed my daddy's sandwich and I took a bite of it. Oh, now it's gonna sound worse.
I got it clean now.
And it was. Ugh. I was like, how can you take something that's so good and just put slaw in it? Like. Get a side.
Yep.
Dip it in there if you want to, but to combine the two. But there was this one day where we go up there, and for Lord knows why, they didn't have any minced barbecue. So my daddy says, all right, I'll take the ham, pepper, and onion.
Oh, God.
Which, ham, pepper, and onion. I mean, that was another one of their signature. I mean, they just did it different. It sounds very basic, but to me, I mean, it's world class.
He probably didn't roll the windows down, too.
But no, back then you had to crank them down. Our arms are tired, man. If you don't have
it here, you're going to smell it.
So I said, he said, what about you, boy? And I said, I'll get the peanut butter and jelly. I got to look like, no. Yeah. I was like,
that's not a manly sandwich.
I was like, why? We can make them at home. And I was like, and you can't make ham, pepper, and onion at the house too, Daddy? Because I know we got all three ingredients at the house. They
hilarious.
Do it different here, Matthew. They just do it different.
That's all I got, man. The peanut butter and jellies.
PBJs, they were just different there, too. It's great.
My mom worked at a place called J.H. Cook. It was on Markley Street back in the day.
Yeah.
They supplied cobblers with everything they needed. Yep.
Apple?
No.
Shoemakers, Goober.
Oh.
Wow, what a scene from The Office that was just then.
They always got to run to Duke's.
Cobbler.
Well, I know, old shoemakers.
Yeah.
You think they were making like peaches and cream filling and stuff?
Yes. I was still on the
There was nothing for a kid to play with.
That was awesome. I know, it does take you to your mouth watering thinking about peach cobbler. Now
you're talking about
feet.
Shoes. Yeah. I can't go there.
What'd she make, heels or the... This is not from a time when they like hammered in the nails into the bottom of the shoes, right?
This was the 90s. I don't know how they
did it. Well, no, not then. That was all just plastic and glue then.
I remember the smell of that place. It's not there anymore because they tore all that down. But
it's probably a nice loft now.
Smelled like rubber. Shout out to you, Mike Wallace. You were a great manager back in the day.
Oh, from the news?
Nah, he ran the place.
Oh, I see.
But he'd always hook up the sandwiches, go to Duke's.
Yeah.
And, of course, me being a kid, got to be the peanut butter and jelly. Or the ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese was good, although until I found out, and you know me about mayonnaise.
Ooh.
It's
got mayonnaise.
Did you start protesting at an early age, or did this happen later on?
Used to. I don't know if they still do or not. This is not a promotion for them. But, I mean, they're like they're an institution of the upstate, and we won't even say their name again just so I don't get anybody in trouble or me either. But, yeah, turn that off. That's very distracting. The news was on in here, and I'm starting to get distracted and watch the news as I tell this story that I've now forgotten, sadly. But no, the story was they for their ham and cheese, they would mix mustard and mayonnaise together into a dressing.
Of course.
And so it was like a creamy mustard, and I didn't know it at first until I said, I liked my ham and cheese sandwich.
That's what you got going.
What is it, Mama? Oh, Phil, you tell him.
Hey, baby.
I ain't telling him, Mary. You should have told him. Now he's going to go throw up. He's going to barf on the rug. Oh, it's got mayonnaise in it. You liked it.
What? Like, they loved that. They Imagine loved just... when I would take a bite of something that I despised, but then didn't know and said, yes, I like this. It's got mayonnaise in it.
Did you have an incident where there was some bad mayonnaise?
That I made just,
you,
all mayonnaise. I
hated it. It's, okay.
Especially when I learned what it was. Again, I know I am so not Southern by saying that. I don't drink sweet tea either.
Just
I
imagine
know.
She's giving you double birds. It's got mayonnaise in it.
She's crotch chopping me under the table. I don't want him to see because I'm music director. God bless. It was like the get off for them.
My goodness.
He ate mayonnaise this morning now, look, Phil. He's stuck in the pool slide.
Did you like that turkey, Matthew? It's got Ozempic in it, Matthew.
It's got Gable's goat the whole time.
It's got semaglutides.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I never news. Did that to my kid because I knew if, I mean, she didn't really have weird issues, I guess, like me, but... I never would do that to my kid because the parent's the one who's got to clean up the throw up. You can tell the kid to clean up the throw up, but they're not going to clean it the way you want it cleaned up, so you're going to have to clean up the throw up.
They ain't going to get it all.
And a wet vac is not a good idea.
It's going to
I know that from personal experience, my own throwing up, and you got to clean it out immediately. But when you're sick, you ain't thinking about that, though. You just want to get it up and put it back out in the garage. Forget about it for 2 months.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I was thinking, like, God, did I not bring them fish in the house that I caught? I just left them in the garage.
God.
Nah, that's the old wet vac you're going to throw away now.
I can see it happening, too, because I remember years and years and years ago when you'd get, you know, start to blow in chunks, you'd laugh, too. So you kind of laugh at it.
Yeah.
I see you laughing at it.
Yeah.
And just like forgetting about it like you said for 2 months.
But then that light bulb goes off. Oh, wet vac. But the light bulb goes dim as soon as it gets cleaned up for the moment. And you forget. But anyway, sorry if you're eating right now.
That was for the cleaning lady. That was hers to get. You didn't have to mess with it.
No, I'm not talking about it at a hotel room. I'm talking about it at your house.
Yeah, the one you hire. It's like, go clean the wet vac.
What? Oh, God, no. No.
Earn that money.
You want her to come
She's
back.
She's not allowed in the garage either. That's for her safety.
That's where you hoard things.
No, I just got stuff sitting and, you know, nothing need to be dusted out.
I just imagine now there's like...
It's my work area.
Naked pictures all over the wall and guns laying everywhere.
Oh, it's in my bedroom. That's not in the garage.
Can you imagine?
Mr. Matthew.
You accidentally...
She doesn't have an accent. What is that? She's...
That's a neighbor.
She was, there was my damn my video camera.
You go to someone's house.
Thank God I'm not a judge.
Say a holiday.
How does Judge Judy do the gavel and the camera never falls down?
Or barbecue and you stumble into their garage and it's full of porn and guns.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I found my home.
Hey, what's going on here? We got to leave.
Samantha Fox body poster above the bed and then an AK-47 cresting above the bed.
Do you have a Confederate flag anywhere?
Only on these boxers I'm wearing right now. Yes, I've been to Marietta.
<It's>... I know. Is that still a thing?
Hell yes.
Yeah, I'll never go out of business.
More than ever. The 2025 will be their biggest year of the day.
God.
I don't know.
They probably split merch too. Make some room for some other stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an official site or not, but it should be.
Do you think, well, look, we know Trump has an official vendor. When he sells merch.
Which is...
But is that the idea guy, too? Because when I see the pictures of Trump with the machine guns and the biceps, that's not his original piece, right? It's somebody else.
You talking about them NFTs that he did?
Well, and they made him into signs.
I think that's...
The nifties.
That's a licensing thing. Somebody introduces it to him. That was also the early days of, like, free AI. I mean, remember the early days? I mean, and for you computer people, I know that was 10 years ago. I'm talking about us peons that get it when it's free. Like, you know, when penicillin was available for 10 years before they just gave it away to everybody else. was it penicillin at Jonas Salk?
Yeah, okay. I think it was.
And then he wanted to give it away, and they wouldn't let him, and then finally he got to give it away.
He probably found it on bread.
So it's kind of that same kind of thing, but it was very...
Does he even
crude
see him?
I'm sure he does. Knowing him, I'm sure.
Mr. President, we have a couple new designs for the shirt. Let me see. Oh, I got big arms and guns. I like it.
When I did get my Trump Bible, I was hoping that inside it would actually be integrations of pictures of him in the different scenes of the... Because, you know, they'll do some photos and stuff.
What if he's all the characters?
That's what I was thinking it might have been, you know?
I mean all the characters.
Every last one of them. Except Judas. That would be played by Kamala.
I feel like he would get a pass.
No, not Kamala.
From people if he played a certain part. You know, if you're Jesus.
You don't feel like it wouldn't bother some people. In the Bible. What are you saying? I don't know.
If Trump played every character in the Bible and even Trump was Jesus,
not baby I feel like Jesus. He'd get a pass. That would be, no, that would, that's,
I'm laying
that's
there
going
in the manger.
Too far.
They've got beautiful hair. Beautiful gold hair in the manger.
I'm Zacchaeus. I'm up here in the tree. I'm a leper. I'm going to come down and come to your house today.
See, I don't know all
the
characters.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt in the Bible, or is that just from nursery rhymes?
It is.
He's got to be
the... Can I tell you that Jonas Salk,
yeah,
he developed the polio vaccine, and then Alexander Fleming did penicillin.
Look at you. Pop-up video.
And there's a woman that did something else and then vitamin C's.
She was a rapper. Yeah. I remember her.
I thought he did penicillin for the longest time. Like, I thought
it's a great song.
Polio? I thought that was somebody else.
I thought it was, I said penicillin? Well, they started with P. Give me partial credit.
I'm thinking of Johnny Polio from wrestling.
Raven? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, now we know, talking about sandwiches. I'd like to have one. That's all I can think about now. I'm not a big pimento cheese fan.
You look like a sandwich.
Don't curse me. I know that was that was a big one said company sold back in the day.
It looks like a sandwich.
The pimento cheese one was huge.
Oh, yeah.
I love pimento cheese. Yeah. Like one thing we did right in the South.
You like some Ruth's?
Yeah, yeah. And
I like Ruth's chili, tea. I will say. People eye roll me on that, but it's been loyal to me all these years. I
imagine Paige is only allowed to eat her brother's chili and nobody else's.
God, is that true?
He never offers it.
He's
to
like
me.
Paige won't sing his praises, but I will.
I do.
He's won so many, not even just regional, but national awards on his chili.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm serious. And I've had it before. I had the venison that time. I'm doing that little thing from a face where you kind of snap your fingers.
Oh,
but not.
Okay.
Mwah. Chef's kiss.
He
delicioso.
He is a good cook. He went to culinary school. So
can he make anything else worth a damn, though?
Yeah, like he's a grill master. He's really good.
Can't use that anymore.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, I'm not good at that because I don't need enough meat. I'll over undercook it.
Oh, watch your direct messages now. I can take care of that for you.
I didn't know if you're doing,
hi, baby.
I don't know if you're doing chef's kiss or the gay snap.
Yeah. Well, I said it wasn't a full snap. I should have just said mwah.
Now, I am a good baker. I can bake anything.
Oh, how's your cobbler?
Oh, see,
my
that's
cobbler
the trick.
Cobbler is tasty.
I was talking about your shoemaker.
It's a trick to get you to...
It's one of those mornings. I'm sorry.
She's trying to talk us into her baked goods.
I know.
You know, I used to try to plump you up.
I used to love Bilo's pumpkin pies because they say oops overbaked, which means they were crusty up top.
That's the way my daddy liked them, though.
Oh, yeah,
he liked things burned.
So whipped cream and sprinkles.
You know, there was a rumor going around that they were sending out Neiman Marcus's chocolate chip cookie recipe. So I got a hold of that and I tweaked it into something really good. And I made some really good chocolate chip cookies.
Okay. She talks about those cookies. Then I heard of a certain...
Why would you assume a department store makes good cookies?
I don't know, but there's this recipe that...
Have you tried the Monkey Ward brownies? They're amazing.
Like, I've never been to that place, but there's another place in town, you know, a big box wholesaler. They talk about, you got to get their turkeys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I never heard of it. What's the...
Like, maybe that's their marketing.
I guess.
Probably.
Like, they just say, you've got to try.
Do I need $120 turkey?
No, that's how much the membership is a month, perhaps.
So there was one simple
pick up some gold
while
you're there too
that I figured out, and I made it really good. That's all I'm saying.
Well, prove it. I'm calling bullcrap on it.
Yeah.
Fat boy, what do you say?
Same.
I used to bake all the time.
Bring a sample.
You don't eat it because he... And I even brought in when I made those cakes this one time.
What? No, that blame it. I'm on a very strict diet.
See, exactly.
Well, I will eat your cookie, though.
Okay.
Hey, eat that cookie, baby.
Eat that cookie.
Hey. So here's the thing. Today is Wednesday. We got a whole bunch to get to, including the ever-popular Best Damn Audio head-to-head competition, but not really, just for entertainment purposes.
I mean, last week was stellar. Is this week going to be better? I doubt it.
I tell you, the last time...
Way to go, Paige. Way to pep us up.
Last week we won big against Alabama,
but today we're going to get our asses put in the dirt.
Yep.
And the front part, too.
This one's good. Mm-hmm. I chuckled.
Mine starts off, I mean, there are three solid, but there's got to be a week of the three, but even the weak one's solid. The weak one, you're going to be singing the rest of the day once you hear it.
I don't know. That laughing last week with Fat Boy got me. That's really good.
It's a gold mine. So that'll be coming up. What time are we going to try to, let's give them a, let's set an appointment with them, guys.
Yeah, you can do.
Like 7:30, 7:25?
Ooh.
What did you do, like after 8,
all
maybe?
Right. That's good. That'll give us more time to actually, because we don't like to schedule things too early, and then there'll be like good calls, like dudes showing off about their threesomes or
oh my God.
Turning the lights off and you realize it's your cousin, things such as that. That will overpower.
You said hit them lights.
So 8 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock, top of the hour, we'll do the BDA. In the meantime, text us. Text us, because it says Texas on the description.
Not the state.
Text us at 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rates apply. Don't text and drive. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, man. Well, this is funny because People Magazine, they have the sexiest man alive. And this year's, this person was blown away by it. And he says, just immediate blackout. Actually, zero thoughts. Other than maybe I'm being punked.
Did Blake Shelton win again?
No, it's going to be somebody who's ugly. And it's good, like they're going to go a new route with this. They're like, is beauty skin deep?
Right.
Like, who's somebody that's ugly but also like in the news?
It's someone probably you wouldn't find sexy, maybe.
It's going to be somebody.
Well, if it's a man, none, for sure.
Zero.
It's going to be somebody with some kind of disfiguration, right?
Yeah.
Something.
I don't want to say who I think that might be.
I can't think of anybody that comes to mind.
Like, that's really like messed up.
Yeah, like obviously something.
Not that I'm saying this is messed up, but I bet you I know.
Oh.
Because okay. He said, I feel like I'm being punked right now. Jelly Roll.
Oh, it could be.
Because everybody loves him.
He's
but
huge
he
right
doesn't,
now.
Well, literally. But he's not maybe looked at as what you'd call sexy, but this is people's move.
He is smaller than he was.
Well,
he did lose 100 pounds.
Not if he hangs around you eating them cookies and cobblers.
I know. Last time she brought... baked goods. She gave them all to one damn person.
Well,
and he ate them all.
All right, we're gonna take a break.
She didn't offer me anybody else.
I know. Well, she knew not to ask me, and that just didn't make the way to you. We're gonna get to some headlines next morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive is out. And this guy's reaction is kind of funny. When he found out, it was, he said, quote, "It's just immediate blackout, actually. Zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked."
Do you agree with it? The pick?
Do I find him sexy?
Yeah.
Not exactly.
So it's not Rod Stewart.
He's handsome, but I wouldn't qualify him as being sexy.
So Jelly Roll's not right. And the reason I know that is because I know your little twitch when I get something right, your little facial expression. And I did not get that right, but I did not reveal that to the audience going into the commercial break. So, but is it someone most people would think is ugly?
No.
Okay. You said it was shocking.
That's what they do with
this. So I'm expecting...
To him.
Like when that British lady that was on Britain's Got Talent or whatever could sing really well, but they're like, "But she's so ugly.
But he's not.
She's older, but she sings so pretty."
He's not homely, but I don't think I wouldn't lust after him and pleasure myself thinking about him.
Dang. Well, I don't know who to guess.
Certainly not my quote.
But he's handsome. So Stephen Colbert revealed.
What?
He revealed this winner on his show. And the winner is John Krasinski from The Office.
Oh, Jack Ryan. Why did they do it on Colbert? Why do people...
God, you totally got me when you said Stephen Colbert at first because I was instantly enraged. Because he's such a...
But I mean, douche. He's attractive, but I don't find him sexy.
John Krasinski?
No.
I have a hard time with his last name. I just kind of say it real fast so you don't know. John Krasinski. John Krasinski. How do you say it? Don't think about it. Just say it.
Krasinski.
All right. Kiss my ass.
You call him Jack Ryan.
Yeah, there you go. He's not Ted Lasso, is he?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's old Sudeikis.
Well, he lives in Brooklyn with his wife, Emily
I love
Blunt,
that game.
Which I love her. She's awesome.
Who's this? Oh,
I like
her
last name.
What is it?
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And there are two daughters, and he says, quote, "I think it's going to make me do more housework, household chores." So maybe that's going to put him to work.
Yeah, it's too bad those bitches out there don't allow people's sexiest woman alive.
Yeah,
you know, because because then maybe Mrs. Blunt, who's so full of herself, she didn't take his last name. Probably because she can't say it either, Krasinski. But nevertheless, like, that bugs me. Can I look you in the eye as a woman? Not me as a woman, but you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you that that bothers me. Why? Why is it the precedence of... the precedence of you can do the sexiest man and a hot guy can go on The View. Is it restitution that we're being paid back? Like, a hot guy will go on The View and the women are, "Oh, my God, it comes out of my face," and all this other stuff.
Oh, wait.
But if it's the opposite.
Yeah, Ellen was kind of out there.
It's game day, and Pat McAfee says to the hot girl, "Hey, come here, let me.
Come here. Hey."
Then that would be real bad. But then if, you know, a magazine did Sexiest Woman Alive, and I'm sure one of these crappy ones probably does just to be a stick in the mud, but... Really, like, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird kind of effemination of this country right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. Like, I told Fatboy on, like, SNL now, they don't show dudes in drag anymore. Anytime they do the switcheroo, it's always a woman dressed as a man. Always.
Everybody got tired of seeing the bald guy with the lipstick and the mustache, I guess.
Well, like, I mean, they have, like, 40 people on that staff, and they use... people from 40 years ago still.
Well, maybe they use most beautiful woman instead of sexy.
Oh, well.
The word with Krasinski around town is he was, you know, pretty cool guy. We knew somebody who was in Leatherheads with him.
Yeah.
Said he was cool.
Like cool. Yes.
He even came back just to, like, hang out.
Why?
I don't know, man. People, the celebrities that sneak in and out of town would, you know, surprise you.
Oh, yeah. Especially when we used to know somebody worked at downtown airport. That was odd a lot of times. You're like, what kind of business did that billionaire have in Greenville at the time? Now billionaires here ain't that big. I mean, it's still a big deal, but it's not as rare. It's like seeing a Cybertruck. At first, it's like, oh, my God. Now it's like, oh, God, here's another one of them damn things.
He's handsome, but
yeah, I know
him.
The dude. I mean,
he's handsome.
You're not snail
trailing
over?
I don't know why
he
thinks that's his humility that he's saying. Like, oh, I thought I was being punked.
Plus,
he's just staying humble about it.
Everybody gets a turn with that, right?
It seems. They kept doing Clooney and George Pitt and Tom Cruise off and over again, and it's like, all right, we need some new. I mean, you know, that's still the litmus test for me, though, when somebody says, like, if a woman says, oh, I think he's hot. Hot like Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's your go-to?
You know what I mean.
He was the standard for a long time.
It shows my age, I know, but, like, Brad Pitt was the guy versus, my mom would say, Robert Redford.
Shania Twain says, so you think you're Brad Pitt in the song.
That don't impress me much.
See, there you go.
The women are interesting because they'll say, oh, he's good looking, or, you know, he's handsome, but they won't really tell you what, you know, they do to him, like a guy
would.
Yeah.
Well, we all know I have bad taste in men.
Well, we have more options.
Go there. Don't ask me.
We kind of have more options. Like, things like, if a woman, like, went too aggressive on things she would do to a hot guy, that could be kind of a turnoff, maybe.
Like, she don't want to be like, oh, he's hot. I want to play with his, you know, blanks.
Yeah, I want to step on him with high heels while he wears a ball gag.
I
want to
punch him like a punching bag.
Yeah, I want to throw Chinese stars into his butt crack. Things like that. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
God, I kind of want to make a prediction on who it would be next year, but I got nobody to draw from. I need like a pool of people I could pick. I just feel like it's predictable.
J.D. Vance, if you're thinking the beard a little more.
You know, like when they do the beautiful people, they'll put a politician in there, right? They like to kind of feature people from different professions.
Yeah, but it would have been like...
I can't think of any hot politicians.
Yeah, but like in their point of view, it would have been like Beto or somebody.
Yeah, like it was Paul Ryan back in the day.
There you go. It's one of those, yeah. And they would, one year they'd do Bernie just to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bernie, baby.
I'm so sexy. Put me in your magazine.
Come here, Bernie. Give me a smooch.
Put me in your damn emails.
You do it like old Larry David. It's great.
My impersonations are impersonations.
Mm-hmm. Most are of, you know, not gonna that, you know.
God, is Biden, so man. It's so just the way he does it, like what he says.
He's good at replicating people, Dana Carvey. But, like, his original characters themselves suck.
You like Church Lady?
Okay. That's, you know, good point. Good point.
By Garth.
There was not a Church Lady movie, though, I think I'm basing that on.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
They mishandled some of them. Man, they're giving too much away about Happy Gilmore, too. Have you seen, like, Ben Stiller? They got pictures of him in it from the set. Like, can we have some surprises, please? I wanted to see if he was going to come back.
They put Stiller in it, you know, because of the...
Supposed to be a tease, not like give the whole movie away.
I didn't say that. Cat Williams did.
God, he's going to go back. People are going to go back and look at that interview. Like, he might
Cat Williams should be living in a bunker right now. I mean, for real.
With his eight kids.
Is he the one that talked about Diddy?
He said it for like a decade now.
But he goes on Club Shay Shay and says a whole bunch of stuff.
And just
like,
lets it roll. It's kind of like when Kendrick Lamar did that song where he just talked crap about every single great living rapper and everything.
Yep.
In disgust.
And they took it at like, wow, I respect that. You came out the gate talking crap about everybody. And then Cat Williams has been doing it for a decade. People have been paying to go see him at the Bilo Center tell it. But now, only now, it's just like, oh, okay, so it wasn't
That's
a bit.
That's what you were talking about.
It was real.
You were talking about some goofy party.
He was just like some gossiper at the barbershop that just went on tour.
Was.
I mean, he really
he's
did.
He's writing it down while he's watching it go, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Hey, thanks so much. That was good. I hate commercials. I mean, I love commercials, but the energy level, it's just like,
Let's just sit here and talk fun during the commercials.
It's like you got to have a Red Bull every hour to
maintain. No, I don't. Oh, Lord, no.
It's one of impeachments.
The good takeaway from this is that anybody can be sexy these days, so that's kind of good.
That's right.
That is true. We look for too many positives in people to highlight. We got to keep it even keel.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not an STD test.
If somebody's a shyster, call them out.
You have to. Paige, thank you. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Well, the Michael Strahan, I don't know if you call it a controversy, maybe. We got to get into it.
It rubbed me the wrong way. Because I asked you about it yesterday. I was like, was that taken out of context or they freezed it right before he did it or whatever?
What, if anything, is going to happen to Strahan? Plus,
nothing.
Somebody showed up to his house. We'll tell you who showed up to his house and what went down.
Cat Williams. It's going down.
I wasn't Cat.
Okay. We'll find out who
might have been
next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
So in case you've forgotten, Michael Strahan. Sunday.
Great song.
During the Fox NFL pregame show. Did not put his hand over his heart during the national anthem. He sat
cross. After talking about the previous segment referring to the fact that the following day was Veterans Day.
Yep. Because they were on an aircraft carrier.
And that, yes. It might have been the Mission Accomplished aircraft carrier. It looked familiar.
The same one. Now, some people are, look, I mean, they're split. They're always going to be split on that. They're like, this is right, whatever. I know. But I think the majority was like, you shouldn't have done it. So.
You shouldn't ever do anything that you don't fully believe in.
Well, you got to balance.
It's a respect thing, though, man. Like, if you're not a believer, but you go, you have to, let's say, go to a funeral or a church. I mean, many of you won't, but like, if you wouldn't cuss in there, just out of, like, it's, and also it's like, okay, maybe I don't appreciate the world right now in his point of view, or like the outcome of elections or whatever his purpose behind that is, but you just went from talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of people who gave their life for this country and the freedom and the voting opportunity and all these different things. And then that's when you choose not to do it. That's disrespect as hell.
I don't think people weigh the consequences.
I hope his gap gets bigger in his teeth.
Well, somebody showed up to his house asking why he did that.
I meant by knocking some of them out, but I'm not the man for the job.
Oh my God.
I will admit that. I mean, I could not kick his ass, but I'd cheer you on while you did.
He's pretty, I guess he still works out.
Well, Jesus Christ. I mean,
you know,
this is the video is not worth playing because it's literally like 4 seconds. But the guy's waiting outside of his, I guess, a brownstone in New York. And Strahan's pretty much like, don't come to my house, takes his phone and throws it in the bush. Which, look, you got to think about the consequences, right? I don't think enough people do. You could be personally offended, upset. But what's the backlash if you do or don't do something?
Well, don't do it in public if you don't want a backlash.
Pace says, well, do it online. Intimidate people online.
Like, if I were him, I would have went ahead and done it. But the network's not going to, neither network, ABC or Fox, is going to punish him for it.
Right.
They're just going to kind of let it go. It's like the Kelce situation with Jason Kelce. Just, they're not going to talk about the phone situation. Like, it's good. Like, it's done. Whatever. Which, I'm all for. I don't think this stuff should drag out.
No. All these things, like Fatboy and I were watching a video yesterday, and it's these, and look, don't get me wrong, they're funny as crap. It's these kids who will go up to people at like big box retailers and sneak up behind them and whisper things and scare the crap out of them. But just for like a YouTube, I'm telling you, like, that's funny to watch. But if I am the butt of one of them jokes, I'm going to ask you age first, and if I hear 18 plus, whammo, dusty elbow. to the Ford. I'm getting you. There's your video.
Speaking of,
when dude Karens fight back at Walmart, starring Mattman.
That's going to be the next generation of bum fights.
Right. Yes.
So let's talk
sponsored
about
sponsored by Walmart.
Let's talk about Travis Kelce. Now, evidently, he and Mahomes have another thing in common. They both got robbed earlier this year while they were working. Well, which is weird about.
No, they're not home on Sundays.
Well, this was, I think this was when they were playing.
That's why I have a security staff come to my house from 6 to 10 every day.
It was October the 7th. They were playing the Saints. It said they went to Travis's house, which I read that Travis was getting a new house in a more upscale, secure area of wherever he lives. Because he said when he started dating Taylor Swift that people were just, like, her fans would drive by his house. Like, it was easy to find out where he lived.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to beef up security. But for somehow or some reason, he got robbed where he lives now, which is in a more secure place, and they took cash from his home. I believe it says here $20,000 they took from his, which, I mean, look.
That's like nothing to him. I was going to say, like, who has a ton of cash at their house besides Paige? But
he makes a lot of money, but why would you keep that much cash at your house?
I mean, for him, that's like he probably just came from a casino or a vacation where you got to tip every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And because you're who you are, you got to peel off a hundy to everybody. That's the thing that sucks about that is like if you have any kind of notoriety and the very little that we do have, when like I've always said this, and it's kind of a stupid thing to ever say, but like if you're a server at a restaurant and you mentioned that you listened to the show or whatever, like at the beginning, like you already know you're gonna get a good tip then.
Yeah.
Because I feel the it's that weird thing where I'm like, oh God. If Joe Schmo, not the guy from the TV show, but Joe Sixpack or whoever gave I don't tip lousy, but I'm saying bad service, I might. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel more
if
of
they're friendly, you're gonna reward them.
It's like if you're on a boat trip and oh, what do you do? I do a morning radio show where we tell jokes and stuff. Oh, ooh. Yeah? What you got for us?
No.
Tell us something funny, radio man.
Okay, funny man. Be funny.
It's like the people that call in sometimes. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
What are we doing? What are we doing, boys?
That first couple hours, we kind of figure out what y'all want to talk about, and then we...
Thank God you called in, because Lord knows what we were going to do until you called.
What you got to talk about?
The FBI is involved.
That might have been Cody Rhodes calling in now that I think about it.
Chode.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
The FBI what?
The FBI was involved. They think that the burglaries.
I like burglaries.
Might be connected.
I like a cheeseburger.
We out of here. I ain't fighting both.
You know. Look, we get her when she does
I'm
it.
So sorry.
I rarely do those, but still.
Oh, come on.
Good Lord.
Please, more Berkeleys.
Berkeleys. I can't
That's near Santa Clara, California, Paige, Berkeley.
Yeah.
Isn't that
the
a show?
Berkeley Hills.
Yeah.
Santa Clara diet. Wasn't very good.
Santa Clarita. Santa
Clarita. That's what it was. Drew Barrymore was a vampire who ate people.
Yes.
So you don't have to watch it now. Spoiler alert.
It was called what?
Santa Clara diet.
Oh. That was about vampires?
She was a vampire who ate people.
I thought it was a real diet.
They're bloodsuckers.
Stupid show that
she's
on. Should
edit that later to make it sound funny.
We'll bleep out suckers.
Who's she? stupid shows. Yeah, what was the other? Faculty? Was that the show she was on? Where she was like some kind of demon high school kid or something? Who knows?
I can't remember.
All of y'all listening now, but probably not us.
I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Mulattoed up.
We'll not be doing a Q&A at Comic-Con this year. Sorry, guys. We can't make it.
I'm not doing any of that first letter.
All right. He's into the A, but not the Q. All right. Morning, everybody.
No.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.